Today is my birthday, and you have promised me a very special celebration. You tell me what I mean to you with your words, whispered in my ear. I sit naked on the bed beside you, trembling. Your words fill me up. Some make me blush, others make me squirm, and a few make me wet. I close my eyes and let them wash over me, each one stirring feelings, desires, and needs. When you stop, I am flustered. I have words too. Words for you, and I so desperately want to say them. I don't just say them, I feel them. And turn them from thoughts into sounds. I whisper them to you. Sir. My sir, the one I look up to and admire, the one I give myself to, the one I give my heart to, not just because I love you, but because I respect you more than any other man I have ever known. I am grateful for your guidance, your faith in me, your direction, and your kindness. But most of all, I am grateful for your authority, how you exercise it over me and how you wield it with such grace. Daddy, when I say it, whenever I say it, I am your little girl, safe, secure, loved, cared for. You see that part of me that I thought was forever damaged, broken and lost, and you bring it back to life. You let me clear my mind and just be. You take away my worries, my fears, and my concerns, both big and small. You make me feel tiny, both scared and lost, and at the same time, so very, very protected. Master, the word that makes me surrender to you, your thing, your object, your property. The word that makes me nothing more than an extension of you, of your will, of your desires. When I say it, I know I exist for you, and only you. Every bit of me surrenders to you, my body, my mind, my very soul. Please. When that word escapes my lips, it comes from a place deep inside. I know that anything I ask of you is never more than a request, a plea, a supplication and a prayer to you. With one word, I can share with you my desire and my need, my desperation, my hopes and my dreams. I can let you know that with just that single word, you are my everything, and that what I need most is to obey you and to be yours. May I? May I? May I serve you? May I please you? May I touch you? May I feel the sensation of your lips pressed to mine. May I feel your cock in my hand. May I feel your cock in my mouth. May I be your dirty slut. May I be your filthy cock-sucking whore. May I be your doll. May I be your toy. There are so many things I long to be for you. May I feel your cock inside of me. May I be your fuck doll. May I be your cum dumpster. May I be your dirty girl who desperately needs you inside of her. May I come for you. May I be allowed the release I need that will bind me to you even more deeply in a moment of ecstasy that only you can give me? Please, sir. Please, daddy. Please, master. May I? May I be your cunt? My heart pounds and I squirm, having given you my words. Whispered in your ear, and you tell me you have more words for me too. But tonight, I won't hear them. I exhale slowly as you take a soft piece of cloth and wrap it around my head, covering my eyes. I close them. And I feel the world around me disappear into the inky blackness of the blindfold. Your fingertip traces over my lips. I part them, hoping to feel your finger slip inside my mouth, but it doesn't. Instead, I feel something pressing against them. It is round and large, and as I open my mouth, you press harder, filling me completely. I bite down on it and it gives just a bit. You tighten the straps which dig into the corners of my mouth, not tight enough to cut, but tight enough to let me know that my gag is not coming out. I try to press against it with my tongue, but it doesn't move. I make soft whimpering sounds. I want you to know I am gagged. I am gagged for you. I want you to know that I am no longer able to use my words, and I am glad I was able to give them to you beforehand. I feel the saliva in my mouth, and I know that it is just a matter of time before it will be dribbling down my chin. I also know you like it. Seeing me no longer in control of my body, and that the mess I am making is going to embarrass me. And that the feeling of embarrassment, of being out of control for your amusement, is going to make me excited, aroused, wet. I try to hold back, but it isn't long before I can feel it on my chin, when I whimper a bit more escapes. I hear you laugh, and even blindfolded, I can picture your smile. I groan a bit. I want you to know it's affecting me. As you guide me down onto my back, I feel you pull my hands over my head. You buckle each wrist into soft leather cuffs. My arms are stretched, one to each bedpost. And then I am spread, open, exposed. I've arranged a small party tonight for your birthday, you tell me. Tonight, I am going to show you exactly how loved you are. By me and by those around you who see you for who you are and love you for it. I hear a small click. Nothing familiar. Not a toy I recognize until I feel your weight on the bed beside me. And the smell. There is nothing else like it. It was a magic marker. Now I feel you brush my hair off of my forehead. I squirm and twist as I feel you press the tip of the marker to my skin, to my forehead. You tell me to hold still, and I do. I feel the marker trace over my skin now, slowly, deliberately. See. My heart starts to pound. Oh God, I think he wouldn't. The smell of ink is heavy in the air. You. I close my eyes tight. Maybe I'm mistaken. I can feel it, but I don't know for sure. N. I whimper. More drool escapes from behind the gag. I want to pull away, but I don't. I am yours. This isn't up to me. T. And the marker recedes from my skin. The word you use when you want me to feel like your possession, your property. Yours to use as you see fit. The word that is reducing me to a puddle, both in my mind and between my legs. As my head starts to spin and my thoughts go fuzzy, it is what I become. No more eyes. No more mouth. Just a cunt. I hear you walk away, open the bedroom door, and then close it. Before long, there are voices in the other room. Laughter, conversation, some music. I squirm and tug at my cuffs, wanting to be a part of it, not left alone, bound, gagged, and blindfolded. The one word I have at the moment starts to haunt me. The word you left me with. Cunt. That is all I am now. Cunt. I can hear your voice in my head saying it, with the little tone you like to use to make it sink even deeper into my psyche. Cunt. I can feel myself dripping between my legs, spread wide open, waiting. I become that word for you. I hear the door open and people enter. Not you. I know your walk, your movements. So do we? A voice asks. Shh. The voice is hushed, followed by a soft giggle. Voices that I recognize, hands that I know. Touching me and caressing me, a fingertip teases my nipple. A hand presses against my wet cunt. My friends. And then the sensation of markers against my skin. Writing on me, in different places. I try to make out the words, but I am past any kind of awareness that would permit it. Words. Written on me. My stomach. My legs, my arms. More footsteps and more words, all of them silent, apart from a few laughs, giggles, and what sounds like some high fives. I can feel myself being covered in them. Words covering me, consuming me, exposing me. My cheeks, my nose, my chin, things written on my arms, legs, stomach, and breasts. Whimpers, drool, squirming, laughter, giggles, footsteps of people coming and going, touched and teased, aroused, wet. I just let myself feel it all. Eventually, when things settle down, there is only one person left. I feel you touch me. Your hand on my chest above my breast, and as you do, I realize it was the one spot that no one has touched all night. I feel the marker press against me one last time. Four letters, bold and scrawling them slowly across my skin. M. I. N. E. written by the person who matters most to me. You. Your hands gently unbuckle my cuffs and remove my gag. You carefully stand me up and guide me across the room. When the blindfold falls away, I am standing in front of our full-length mirror. I blink a bit, adjusting to the light. Everything is backwards in the reflection, but I can still read it. At first, it's a blur of letters, a jumble of different handwritings. The first word that comes into focus is the one you have written across my forehead. The first word you made me feel. I reach down and touch myself there, and you let me. I inhale deeply, feeling myself grow wetter at my own touch. As I breathe in, my scent fills my senses. My eyes scan over the words covering my body. Slut. Whore. Fuck me. Use me. Breed me. Pinch here. Come here. Each is making me tingle. I shiver thinking of being used in all of those ways. And then I start to see more words. Words I somehow hadn't noticed before. Beautiful. Treasured. Worthy. Loved. And then there are even more words. Joyful, glorious, funny, sweet, adorable. I laugh. Only one person I knew would ever use that word. On one cheek, cocksucker. On the other, best friend. On my chin, lovely. On my forehead, cunt. I sob softly. I am all of those things, and I realize that I am surrounded by people who see each and every part of me, the good, the bad, the beautiful, and the ugly, and they love me. You stand behind me, looking over my shoulder and admiring my thoroughly decorated and adorned body. You smile, reading them along with me, even pointing out a few that you particularly like. You reach around and trace your finger over the word on my chest. Mine. Pressing your lips to my ear, you tell me, I'd like you to stay this way tonight. You can shower in the morning, but now it's time to join the party. The door opens and you guide me into the living room. I blush, seeing all of my dearest and closest friends. They are drinking champagne and giving me an impromptu toast. I know I should be embarrassed, even ashamed, but I'm not. For the first time in my life, I am fully seen for all that I am. It is a gift that only the man I call Sir daddy and master could give me. I am loved. I am loved, and I know now that I am worthy of that love. But more than anything else, though, I am yours. Now and forever.